good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tolt with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. 110 kilometers of the wire barrier are already standing. Construction is proceeding according to plans on the southern border. The whole 175 kilometers of fence should be finished by the end of November.
Migrants are puzzled as they see the quickly constructed wire barrier from the Serbian side of the border. Police notice them within minutes and show them where they can cross without damaging the fence. The fence was also constructed at the railway line near Ruske. Since the fence can't be built on the tracks, migrants try to pass through there regularly. That's why police presence has to be constant here. The Minister of Defense communicated that the fence is standing on a section of around 110 kilometers. The Serbia-Hungarian border barrier's ongoing construction started in July. The whole security border closure will measure 175 kilometers long, and its completion is planned by the end of November. Meanwhile, in Budapest, the areas surrounding the train stations are flooded with illegal migrants. They receive food and medical attention at the designated transit zones. Volunteers try to inform them how they can get to their assigned immigrant reception centers in their own language. Most migrants, however, hope that they can travel further to Western Europe.
I am homeless people in Pakistan.
Thank you. Good luck with that.
I'm from Afghanistan.
Most of the migrants arrived to Hungary from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria and Iraq. According to the data from the Citizenship Office, around 123,000 refugee status requests were handed in by illegal immigrants just in August this year, three times at the whole last year. Authorities concluded, meanwhile, that only 82 of the requesters are entitled to refugee status.
Several German companies were represented at the reception held by Leslie Mandoki before his concert at the Budapest Castle Garden. They all agreed that the Hungarian economy is heading in the right direction. The CEO of Siemens Hungary told M1 that he thinks Hungary is a good example for Central European countries and that he expects further growth in our economy.
Hungarians were brave enough to fight for and achieve the destruction of the Iron Curtain. Europe can be grateful to Hungary that the German wall came crashing down, said Leslie Mandoki to M1 at the reception before his concert at the Budapest Castle Garden. It's been 40 years since the artist fled to the West.
It's
the 40th anniversary of when I left communism behind because I didn't want to leave my nation, my home, but I wanted to leave censorship, torture, wiretapping. The brave stayed home and the brave fought to open the Iron Curtain in Hungary and for the whole of Europe, said the musician. Leslie Mandoki found his new home in Bavaria. That's why Bavarian Parliament's Minister for Economy also came to the reception and the concert. He also told them about the importance of German-Hungarian economic relations. Naturally, there are many common points in our history. We also know them well. But today our economic relations are strong. Several German companies have subsidiaries in Hungary, said the German minister. Several German companies were represented at the event, amongst others, for example, the CEOs of Audi, Bosch, Volkswagen and Siemens were there. Dale A. Martin, the CEO of Siemens Hungary, told M1 that several Central European countries should look to Hungary as an example, seeing a significant economic increase can be expected in the country. It seems that the Hungarian and American economy are relatively healthy, and 2-3% increase seem until now can also be expected later on, said the CEO. The two countries' politicians and economic experts also had the chance to discuss news in relation of Hungary published in the international media.
Hundreds of priests and thousands of religious followers accompanied Cardinal László Paskai on his last trip. The retired Esztergom Budapest cardinal was remembered by many at the Basilica in Esztergom. Even bishops from outside Hungary's borders attended. The funeral mass was celebrated by his successor, Cardinal Péter Erdő.
László Paskai, Hungarian cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church, deceased in the age of 89, was buried in the undercroft of the Basilica of Esztergom. The funeral mass was held by his successor, Péter Erdő, cardinal primate, current archbishop of Esztergom, Budapest, along with the members of the clergy of the archdiocese. and even Stanislav Divis, Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow, and Alberto Bottari de Castello, Apostolic Nuncio, as the head of the delegate, concelebrated. The latter has read out the condolence message of Pope Francis. Peter Erdő said László Paskai led the Hungarian church in an era when huge changes happened in a few years. After the regime change, new opportunities have come for the churches as well, when the body of Cardinal Mindszenty returned to Hungary and was buried in Esztergom. These were the times when the Pope visited Hungary twice. These were the years when several churches were able to start working again, he said. In these important years, László Paskai, the 82nd Archbishop of the 1,000-year-old Archdiocese, who lived through the storms of the history, led his people openly and with humility. Viktor Orbán, Prime Minister, and George Semjén, Deputy Prime Minister of Hungary, also attended the funeral mass. Various knights and monastic orders and ecclesiastic communities represented themselves as well in great numbers, especially the Our Lady of Hungary Franciscan province, which László Paskai was a member of since 1948. The leaders of the sister churches were there as well. They were mourning the dedicated supporter of the Christian unity in the person of the deceased cardinal.
A pilgrimage for the unity and peace of nations was organized between Mariazell and Csíksomlyó on Saturday. Participants broke the 1,500-kilometer distance into several sections. The pilgrimage goes through hundreds of villages and cities in Austria, Transylvania and Hungary. Thousands took part.
A Csíksomlyói szűzanyát ábrázoló szentképet kapunk ennek a mai napnak az emlékére.
Besides the common purpose to unify the people of the Carpathian Basin and to maintain peace, at the sections the pilgrims could set their own targets as well. Abel Holmos prior led the people from Nagytevel to Bakonybél. After a prayer in the church of Nagytevel, they hit the pike. The group arrived to the first resting place in a half hour. From there, after a blessing, they continued their path across the forest towards Bakonybél. Anyone could join the pilgrims. One must have complied with the customs of the pilgrimage. That means that the cross at the front couldn't be overtaken and one must have proceeded together with the group. Sect, religion, affiliation don't matter. Last year a lot of feedback showed us that this is a day open, not only for Christians or Catholic people, but for people with any worldview, said local organizer. This little group gathered in the church of Nagyrede. Their destination was Abasád, which is 16 kilometers away. The participants said a journey like this needs not only physical, but spiritual preparation as well. One of the end stations of the Egyúton pilgrimage was the Mariapur shrine. The town is just in the middle of the path between Mariazell and Csíksomlyó. Here people could refresh their souls with conversations and confessions. István Kapin, the director of the shrine, pointed out that this day has a power of strengthening community. Altogether, thousands have joined the pilgrimage in Austria, Transylvania and Hungary.
And to finish with good news from Milan, Italy, the Hungarian selected kayak canoe team won 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze medals at the Olympic qualifying World Championships. The Gabriela Szabó-Danuta Kozák kayak duo took the lead right after the start on the 500-meter course. By the end of the race, they were ahead by a whole kayak and finally took a start-to-finish win, making that Hungary's first gold medal at the championships. Sándor Tótka and Péter Molnár won the kayak duo on 200 meters twice in 45 minutes. The final had to be repeated because of an error at the start line, but that didn't break the Hungarian duo's determination one bit. They won the final with a 31-second advantage for the second time. And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.